Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yesterday's passing of the legend, Hall of Famer Bob Uecker. Of course, many of the humorous clips from Major League and the commercials and Johnny Carson and Mr. Belvedere were making the rounds, but also this one in the immediate moments after Alonso and the Mets eliminated the Brewers back in early October. 90-year-old Uecker still on the call for Brewers Radio as they summed it up.
Well, New York down. They did it. And the crew will have it end.
Really a crushing end to what was a fabulous season for the Milwaukee Brewers.
I'm telling you, that one had some sting on it.
And you can hear the emotion in the voice. It sure did have some sting on it from his perspective and that of the Brewers. Beloved in that community, the baseball community, really the sports world in general, pop culture as well. But Milwaukee and Wisconsin, right? That's what we think of.
Yeah.
Brewers radio man since the early 1970s. So Alex Rodriguez, who he fashions himself as a bit of a baseball historian, wouldn't you
say?
Like,
yes.
He's up on his history. He knows what's up. So A-Rod yesterday on Twitter X, 349, and I did check before I came in to see if this was still active on his page, and it was
3:49 p.m.
3:49 p.m. yesterday. Yes, yeah, so we're talking, what is that now? About 16 hours ago now or so?
Yeah.
Heartbroken to lose Bob Uecker, an iconic voice of baseball. He brought joy not only to Cleveland, but to baseball fans everywhere. And his iconic catchphrase is yada, 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 yada.
Oh, wow. What's one?
Cleveland still sitting out there in that tweet.
Well, I did need it that.
Maybe you just watch Major League or something. Who knows?
That's obviously where that comes from.
Yeah.
Right. We get that, but that's a bad one.
Anytime you get a great fundamentalist.
Man, I wish I was that oblivious, where you could put out such a horrible mistake and then just leave it up there and have no idea that it's going on.
Yeah.
Just be in a world, just be like so rich and so famous that you're not even thinking about that.
Doesn't somebody in his life say something to him like, hey, might want to change that to Milwaukee?
Right.
Dumbo.
Not going back to Twitter is one thing. Who knows if he is even the one posting things on Twitter.
Someone's got
to send him a text or a call. If
you know,
not, Kevin Burkhardt, if nothing else.
You know, I think who runs that Twitter account for him?
His daughter?
Yuri Sukart. I think he's the guy who's been running that X account for
Yuri
A-Rod.
Sukart, man, a name for the passport.
And by, sometimes when someone who's 90 or around there passes that was in entertainment, we say things like, man, we should have celebrated that person more when they were alive. I don't feel that way at all about Bob Uecker because I feel like we really did celebrate him because he was calling games all the way up to the end. Same thing with Vin Scully. It felt like guys like that were always around and we appreciated them in those last years when they were alive and it wasn't just like, hey, let's appreciate this guy now that he's dead.
We all loved him. We all loved seeing him in the movies, in his sitcom, some of his guest spots on Johnny Carson that have been making the rounds were hilarious. He just had a real self-deprecating aspect about himself, and he was always laughing at himself and his career. But he loved the game, for sure. Interestingly enough, we always talk about predicting things around here, whether or not, Aaron Rodgers is going to come and play and, who the Giants are going to draft. We always try to figure out what we think is going to be the future. Eddie kind of did this in the case with Bob Uecker.
Did he?
He did, yeah. We actually were talking about Bob Uecker in that particular play, and then Eddie, of course, behind the scenes was... What?
Are we really going to do this?
Well, I mean, it's Bob Uecker. I think it's an ode to Bob Uecker.
No, not
today.
No,
you don't think so?
I feel a little, even me.
I mean, it's out there. I mean, it's out there. We're just not going to talk about it?
It's not really out there. It was one guy who found a clip of something that dropped that Eddie played and sent to us. I mean, it's not like it's been written about anywhere.
I mean, that's Eddie, though. That's who Eddie is.
Yeah. Well, just put it this way. Eddie made a funny drop after the Brewers were eliminated by the Mets, and that's what Boomer is alluding to, and we'll just leave it at that.
It's more like a mix even more so than a drop.
Yeah, it was like it was under the whole thing. It wasn't like a drop. It was just the noise that Eddie was playing was just
a little underbed.
Yeah. Mm. I bet you I'll tell you what, Bob Uecker would appreciate it.
I would agree with that.
With his sense of humor and his way of seeing things and knowing that it's about making people laugh, that's what he was all about.
Indeed.
And one of those guys who I haven't seen one yet, I don't think there's anyone out there who's got a bad word to say about him. Right?
Yeah. Nobody.
Obviously, when people are going to come out of the woodwork when he passes and say it. But all these years, I can't remember ever seeing anyone say anything negative about Bob Uecker.
I mean, broadcasters who would go and meet him in Milwaukee would always have these amazing things to say, that he would always give his time up and, was just...
I think you got to go to the Phil Mushnick test. If Phil Mushnick probably didn't write one bad thing about him. That's when you know somebody is actually really resonating with everybody and is just basically passed everything with flying colors.
Yep.